The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 77. Take from the rich and give to the poor. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 77.
Tien zhi dao, qi you zhang gong yu, gao zhe yi zhi, xia zhe ju zhi, you yu zhe sun zhi, bu zu zhe bu zhi.
The way of heaven, isn't it like shooting with a bow? If it is aimed too high, you lower it. If it is aimed too low, you raise it. If you use too much force, you reduce it. If you use insufficient force, you increase it.
天之道, 损有余 而补不足。人之道则不然，损不足以奉有余，孰能有余以奉天下，为有道者。
So the way of heaven is to take from the wealthy to supply the needy. The way of man, on the other hand, is different. It takes from the needy to enrich the wealthy. Who can give his wealth to enrich the world? Only those who have attained Tao.
是以圣人为而不恃，功成而不处，其不欲献贤。
That is why the sage gets things done but never takes advantage. Accomplishes his work but claims no credit. He simply does not wish to display his excellence. Lao Tzu is leaving us in no doubt in this verse what he feels is the right way to bring about stability in society. Using the analogy of shooting with a bow, taking aim, and then adjusting the parameters in order to hit the target, so too, he believes that it's important, it's the way of Tao to adjust the inequalities in society. The rich, and we're not necessarily talking about people with money here, they may be rich in other ways, should use some of their wealth to help the poor. In so doing, they enrich the world. But he could so easily be talking about those with land, ability, skills, education. The haves must look after the have-nots. Western readers may be reminded of the legend of Robin Hood, who stole from the rich to give to the poor. In fact, he was a nobleman who disliked the extravagance of the elite and wished to help the downtrodden poor. Here, Lao Tzu is recognizing a fact of human nature. Whereas the firing of the bow is heaven's way, mankind's way is to take from the poor, to enrich the wealthy. This was nothing new in Lao Tzu's day, and it is certainly still the case today. And we're not just talking about individual wealth. There are likewise rich and poor villages, cities, countries, and continents. The idea, according to Tao, is for everything to even up, find an equilibrium. And that should be the personal journey of the sage, to act and not seek praise, to give unreservedly, to do things simply because they should be done. You can't help feeling, as we journey towards the end of our discovery of the Tao Te Ching, that Lao Tzu felt some bitterness towards the ways of the world and the persistence of problems which so easily could be solved by following the ways of Tao, especially in these later verses. Some commentators believe there are many hands at work in the Tao Te Ching, especially since in some early versions, these later chapters, which concentrate more on statecraft and good rulership, do not exist. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.